Hey, bad friends, I'm at the Irvine Improv March 18th and 19th. And then at the end of the month, I'm in Vegas, baby, at the Wynn in Las Vegas. We also added a bunch of new dates. Dallas, I'm coming to Dallas. I'm going to Hawaii. I'll be in Niagara Falls as well. All that stuff is going to be posted up on AndrewSantino.com. AndrewSantino.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
You two or something.
We're bad friends.
A deer, dude, a female deer.
Sound of Music, dude,
Ray,
is my jam.
A drop of golden sun.
I don't give a fuck. It's white and it's
me,
my jam, dude.
A name I call myself. Far along the way to run.
How about this one?
Edelweiss. And like the fucking Germans are killing, you know what I mean? All the innocence, but the song's beautiful.
Edelweiss.
It's a, you know, it's the sound
Edelweiss.
What is it? A flower, right?
Edelweiss, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a white flower.
Do you have one?
All over my house.
I know you do. I know you do, and it's disgusting.
Stop it.
Do you put product?
What do you mean product? Like goop?
Like mousse and hairspray.
I don't put product in my... If anything, when I go to get my haircut, they do a... whatchamacallit? Pomade.
Oh.
Pomade.
I do Tancho. You know what Tancho is?
No.
You know what Tancho is?
No.
That's some Tancho Japanese
is,
bullshit?
No. Tancho is...
Tanto.
Tancho is...
Tancho in your
hair. It is Chinese.
That's the commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Tancho in your hair.
Yeah. Look up Tancho. See that stick right there?
Yeah, what does it do?
So that's Tancho, right? So a lot of...
It says it's high-grade vegetable what?
Yeah, so a lot of hair and makeup people in shows...
Oh, pomade. Yeah, that's what I just said. I used
No, but... Tancho... Will you listen? Tancho wasn't originally for the hair.
What was it for?
The armpit, I heard.
It was for BO?
Yes.
Does it smell good?
It was deodorant. No, it smells Chinese.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? So, no.
Do you use deodorant?
No, I don't sweat.
Do you know what's funny?
What?
I stopped using deodorant, and I sweat less, and I smell less.
What do you mean?
This is crazy, dude. Somebody told me that there's aluminum in most deodorants.
Yeah.
Do you know this? And it's really fucking bad for you.
Yeah.
And what it does is it can clog your pores, and it makes you smell worse. So when you sweat,
yeah,
sometimes it makes it stink worse. So I was like, all right, I'll stop using it. And I just would shower more often, clean out my armpits more.
Mm.
Now I don't wear deodorant. It doesn't smell at all. Even when I sweat, it smells like skin. My armpits don't smell.
Yeah, but every white girlfriend I've ever had.
What?
Just once? Listen. Has a smell that I don't like.
Bologna?
It's like beef gravy.
Ooh. See, I like it.
My mouth just got watery.
I only dated one Asian girl.
Really? What does it smell like? Just what did it smell like?
Oddly enough.
Yeah.
Beef gravy.
Yeah. Does she smell it at all in any way?
No. Yeah.
Like what?
Her dorm room did.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Zoom in on me.
Dry seaweed?
Noodle. No. She was
a pretty good smell, noodles.
No, she was a UCLA grad student.
Yeah.
And we used to hook up in her dorm that her daddy bought her.
Really?
She had one of the nice dorms. I just moved to LA. I met her through my old roommate, and she was living in the fancy rich dorms. And I remember I couldn't afford parking. I made her pay for my parking. I was so broke. I was 22.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't have enough money.
She was full?
Huh?
She was full Asian or she was half?
You know, I can't tell.
Yeah, you can.
I can't. You could be half and I wouldn't know.
Yeah, obviously I'm full.
You could be half.
I could be half?
Boys?
There's no one who would say that I was half. No one's ever walked up to me, hey, are you half white?
Check it out like this.
Yeah.
Because you're not hot enough? Because the halves are hot.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think you're a pretty boy and you could be half to me.
No, like...
You've got... Your skin is light enough.
If my dad was white, he wouldn't have beat me, I don't think, as hard.
Mm-hmm.
You think he would?
Yeah, especially if you had an Asian wife.
Yeah, but with belts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys love belts.
Yeah, get over here.
But then it's like you whip them, and then you have to put it back in the loops of the pants.
Imagine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just like,
and you miss, and when you miss a loop, how embarrassing.
Right.
I beat you, and then I miss a loop.
And then your dad goes to work, and they're like, how come you're missing a loop? I beat my kid this morning.
And they all go, me too. And they all show off their missing loops. Yeah. The missing loops.
Yeah, I think that if I had a white dad, I would look like Tony Thornburg.
Who?
My favorite male model.
Who's Tony Thornburg?
My favorite male model.
Let's bring up this. He looks like Steve Aoki, kind of. Okay, so right there looks just like Steve Aoki.
All right, so that right there is... No, like that. Good morning. And then if I said good morning like that, just pussy juice squirting in my face. You know what I mean? Like a spray.
See, you idolize men who are femme. You like femme men.
That's not femme, dude. That's fucking erotic.
Femme as fuck.
That's erotica 1.1, man.
That's femme as fuck. This dude is femme as fuck. Dude. All the boys are nodding.
Suck it.
This guy is
suck my
beta
dick.
Femme as
suck
fuck.
My dick.
You know who I idolize?
What?
Guys.
Yeah, I know. What's your guy?
Harrison Ford.
All right, go to Harrison Ford.
This is who I want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Old, racist, angry.
Yeah, but if I was mixed, I would look better.
Wait, what did he say? He called President Trump son of... Yes, Harrison Ford's so cool. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, yeah. Trump. Harrison Ford's like this. He's always out of breath. He's like, give me the goddamn box. I love Harrison fucking Ford. That guy's the boss. I like him. I like Clint Eastwood. I like guys.
Yeah, I like Harrison. You know why I like Harrison?
Huh?
Because apparently he doesn't like... He'll like look at a line in a movie and goes, I'm not saying that.
Love that.
And he says it in his own way. That's why if you watch a Harrison Ford movie, all the lines are very simple and direct.
There's not a lot of fodder. No fat.
Yeah, and he's at that level where he's like, I'm not saying that. If you and I have to say it.
We not only have to say it, then they give us alts, and we have to do all the alts.
Right. And no matter what the line is.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Have to say it.
Yeah. Rape good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or whatever. And you're like, I don't want to say rape good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, say it. Yeah.
You gotta.
Yeah. Sorkin, Aaron Sorkin. What is this? Aaron Sorkin's like, say it.
Aaron Sorkin hands me a script. I'm like, oh, Aaron. He's like, you gotta say it. I'm like,
yeah.
I have to say the goddamn blacks are coming? I don't want to say that.
Let me ask you something I've been thinking about. I don't know. I want to know you better. Yeah. And I want to talk to you. Not as a comedian, but like we are in some sort of group.
Like AA?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you asking me to go to AA?
No, you're not an alcoholic. No, but I
want to. I am.
Maybe.
A little bit. Yeah, can't there be levels?
Yeah, there is.
What am I? I'm a functioning.
You're not Doc. So, you know what I mean? You're here. Doc's here.
We had to send him away.
We have to send him away a little bit.
He's got to go to rehab.
There might be an intervention.
Should we do it on the show?
Because I'm going to let everyone know. might as well. This is the second time we're doing this podcast.
Well, we're doing it the next morning.
He got a little saucy, and he interrupts a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, and we just kind of went, let's just do it tomorrow.
Let's take a timeout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We took a timeout, so we reset.
But we love Doc.
We love him to death.
He's going
to
be back.
He's going to be back. We just
we love him.
We needed a reset today.
Yeah. But let me get to know you better. I don't know certain things. I don't know if you believe in God.
I do believe in... I believe in a higher being.
Really?
Yes, but I don't believe...
It's not biblical.
It's not biblical at all.
So...
I think it was a book written by a couple of guys.
Do you believe in God because you have a fear of death? Or do you really believe?
No. I believe... Stop saying God.
Okay.
I believe in...
What else do you call it?
I don't call it anything.
Wonderman. Yeah, no, Cloud... No.
Wonderman and an old Jewish God?
Yeah, yeah. Clyde Wonderman.
Hello, I'm Mr. Wonderman.
Yeah.
Hello, it's me, Morty Wonderman. I'm your god. Welcome to heaven.
No, I believe in a being.
Yeah.
I believe in a thing, a spirit, a presence, an energy that is larger than we can wrap our fucking minute brains around.
Mm.
And I don't think it's a man. I definitely don't think it's a human form. The idea that we think that's a human, it's like a guy like us, but a bigger one, is bonkers. It's batshit crazy to me. I think it's a being. It's space. It's time. It's energy. I think it's all these things, but we can't encapsulate it. We like to view it as a guy because it helps us, make sense of it. But no, it's not a person. It's a fucking
energy.
But
you believe in like a heaven when you die?
I believe, no. I don't think you go to a fucking cloudy place where, you know, where like they're play. There's the piano being played in the harp and shit.
So you and I can do good friends in heaven.
No, we should go to hell and do better friends. Yeah!
Yeah.
The devil's like, suck each other's dicks. And we're like, you got it, devil!
We get way better guests, too.
Way better guests in hell. Are you kidding me?
In heaven, who would we have? Like, you and I did a podcast in heaven. We'd
get Betty White.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fine.
Yeah,
she's not going to say anything fucked up and fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We go to hell and our guests are going to be who?
What? Tupac.
Tupac! You think he went to hell?
Maybe not him.
Who's the best guest we could get in hell?
Satan. The guy that runs it.
The devil, but I bet you he's doing he's probably doing Two Bears, One Cave.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's probably busy doing fucking Segura.
Maron. He would probably do Maron before us.
Maron, I talked to Mark the other night at the store.
Great guy.
He had Keith Richards on again because Keith is, I forget what he said, he was promoting something. Uh-huh. But he's like, you know how surreal it is? He's like, you guys have a great podcast. You and Bob, that's cool. He's like, you guys don't do guests. I said, no, we don't. We do it on our other shows. And he goes, you know how wild it would be if you guys had high status guests on the show? And I was like, well, we could start at some point.
Yeah.
He goes, talking to Keith Richards for 20 minutes, he's like, there was a moment that I like checked out and I remembered what I would feel like if I was a kid. He's like, it was beyond surreal.
We're not going to get Keith Richards.
I'm putting it out to the universe right now.
I know. We're just not going to get him.
Come on, Keith.
Yeah, come on, Keith. Who are we going to get? We're going to get the fucking guitars from Sum 41.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we could get him.
I love that.
Yeah, we could get like...
We could get the drummer from Hootie and the Blowfish. He went to my high school.
Yeah, yeah. Blowfish. We could get all of Blowfish, not Hootie.
No, he's and the.
Oh, and the. Yeah, we're not going to get Keith.
Nah.
Yeah, but you know...
But we could get some great guests on this show if we really wanted to.
Yeah, your friends.
You have famous friends.
I don't have your friends. I don't have the kind of famous friends that you have.
That's beyond not true.
Dude, I don't have a Blake Clark in my phone.
Who the fuck is Blake Clark?
The basketball player from
Blake
the Clippers.
Blake Griffin?
Whatever.
Well, Blake Clark. Who is Blake Clark? Look up Blake Clark. Is he a guy? How funny if I also know this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I do know Blake Clark.
Who is Blake Clark?
An actor. You know him too.
Zoop.
You know this guy.
No, he's a stand-up.
Yes.
That's how I know Blake. I know Blake.
So he is in my phone.
Yeah. I want to see Blake is in my phone. But sorry, Blake... Griffin. Yeah. So back to hell.
Let's talk about
who
hell.
Who else would we get?
On our pod from hell?
Yeah. We're not going to get Satan.
Well,
there's so many people in the history.
So many easy
jokes. You know what we do? So many evil people. We would have to just do five of them at a time.
Pol Pot. Genghis
Vlad
Khan.
Vlad the Impaler. Right? Genghis Khan. We'll just get them all in one shot.
Napoleon, you think Napoleon's in hell? You do?
Yeah.
The Spanish guy would say
hell. He's in little hell.
Little tiny hell. And Doc is like, Napoleon, save me a seat.
Yeah.
You and I, on the other hand, legitimately, I'm not making a joke here.
What?
Going to hell.
No, I don't. Yes, I believe we're going to go to a way station.
A way station? Like a truck stop?
Yeah, like a truck stop. No, there is a truck stop.
Like an AM,
the gray area.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
it's called Purgatory.
Purgatory. I call it truck stop.
Same.
Yeah. And we would be in purgatory, and I think we would argue. I think we'd be able to argue our way into heaven.
Well, you and I are so good at that.
We're
that
so
is
good.
So good.
I'll suck your dick.
No, we would just show.
Yeah, I would suck dick.
Is this purgatory?
That is purgatory.
Oh yeah, right. Angels trying to grab you, and devils trying to pull you.
I suck because they're looking up. I suck your dick.
Can you imagine? You know what we would do?
What?
We would 69. Have you ever seen this before? We can 69, and we would do cartwheels.
Yeah, we have to die at the same time then.
So? You think we're not going to die at the same time?
Yeah, I think we will.
That's how this show ends.
We're going to die in Moon Tower.
Come see us. We're dying.
You see us because that's going to be our last show.
I want to do a 69 with you and do cartwheels as we 69. You think that won't get us in?
Yeah, and then God's up there with all his buddies laughing.
Dying.
Going, we're going to let you. I was going to let them in, but they're just doing this. Let's just watch this.
But it's good for entertainment.
And we're just rolling around, sucking each other's dick. And then we get to heaven, and they're going to all like, you didn't have to do that.
And we're like, we know. We wanted to.
Yeah, we knew. Yeah, we wanted to.
It was fun for us.
Yeah.
Now we got good tape. Do you think when you get... Okay, let me ask you then. Let's go deep.
I'm trying to go deep.
I know. We keep diverting.
Yeah.
Okay, I do believe in a spirit, a science, a thing.
The Holy Ghost?
Do you believe in a man in the sky?
No, I believe the same thing you do. I don't believe in a religious Western.
It's not
religion.
A guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a guy.
And I think that God, because what they've had 300 sun gods, right, or something like that in our history of the world.
Whose sun god? You mean like
pagan gods?
Like Buddhists believe in?
No, like you know, like Egyptian. Oh, religion.
Yes.
Right, has
rain god, sun
the
god,
the same.
The god,
you
of,
know,
god of war.
No,
dude, the god of clouds.
These are gods based on the sun and astrology and stuff, right? That's what
Egyptian.
Christianity is as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I believe that God looks down and goes, I'm Muslim, Jews, you're going to hell. No, I'm kidding. I believe it's all under one umbrella. He gets it. He doesn't care about. Why would God be vain? Like, call me whatever. Just believe in something good.
Right.
Right?
Just don't be a
I don't think he's fickle in that way, do you?
How could it just... It's insane.
It's insane. There's been billions and billions, trillions and trillions of people that have lived on planet Earth that never even had God.
Right. What did they have? Nothing.
Nothing.
Some of them had nothing.
Yeah.
Do you think when God made you...
Oh, my God. You're going to insult me.
No.
You're about to attack.
No.
I'll answer it authentically and sincerely.
Do you think when the being that created humans, do you think you were done in a timely fashion? Or do you think he
took... I think I know where you're going. Can I guess where you're going?
I know. Do you think he chose every element that exists on your body, or do you think a few things fall through the cracks? Look at it like this. Do you think... Look, bring back up your picture of your boyfriend that you love. What's his name?
Tony Thornburg.
Tony Thornburg.
Yeah.
Do you think when God made Tony Thornburg... Do you think he put the same kind of care into Tony?
Okay, so
as you?
I believe this. I believe that I was a part of.
Look at Tony, by the way. Look at Tony.
Yeah, I believe I know. I believe I was a part of a mass production.
You were like a.
So
like
he
a,
made a billion of the same one.
He's a Ferrari. You're a Ford.
Right. Yeah. He's more specific, and God went, yeah, just throw them all down there, right?
But you came out okay.
No, but I landed on Earth, and I went, oh, God, you didn't give me a specific. Like a long nose or a bubbly butt. You know what I mean? That'd be cool if I had a long nose and a bubbly butt.
You got a cute butt.
Yeah, yeah.
You but have a
bubbly,
tiny butt.
If I had like a Brazilian butt.
Oof.
Oh.
My God.
I would tan it, have tan lines. I would. I would have tan lines and I would like, I'd be at a resort. I would just pull all my pants down and just lay on my stomach tanning. And just all the dudes walking by going, oh, look at that ass. And then he'd go, what's up? And with my mustache.
And still they'd go, yeah, what is up?
Yeah, yeah. And look at his face. He's got that long nose. Yeah, yeah.
It's this big.
It's, yeah, I want a Pinocchio nose.
You want a foot long?
So I think I was a part of a mass production.
Yeah.
But I went, you know what? I'm going to change this. So I ate a bunch of carbs. You know what I mean? I
Pasta's
ate noodles,
good.
Pasta, rice.
Pasta's
to
good.
To make my body the way it is.
It looks good.
Thank you.
I think you look
Thank
good.
You. And I think that I, you know, went, you know, I'm going to, you know, fuck you. I'm going to, not fuck you,
said,
God.
Fuck you
no,
God?
Just in general. I'm saying it to the world.
Do you think when you're on your deathbed, do you think you're going to pray for God? Did your dad say anything about God before he died?
No, but
they say most people find God on the deathbed.
He saw things, though.
Like what, people?
Yeah, he would like, he'd be, you know, well, he would just be like, whoa. At all.
To you guys?
No, up somewhere.
What if he's looking at you? He just, his eyes are up.
No.
He's like, oh.
No.
Hello.
No. No. And he would look at something in the room that wasn't there and like speak Korean to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he was on drugs?
I guess he had no. Yeah,
but he was on drugs.
Maybe. I don't know. But he was.
Because they put him on. They put you on stuff. My grandfather was telling my dad to get the cats out of his room.
What?
He's like, get these goddamn cats out of the fucking room.
Really?
And my dad was like, there's no cats in here, Jim.
Yeah. My dad was like, bring cats so I can eat. Eat all that. Starving. Yeah, yeah. I'm kidding.
Do you think you're going to find God? You think you're going to...
I believe in God.
No. Pray for God when you're about to die?
Yeah.
Because they do say people do that. We talked about it on the show, like the last words of atheists, and everyone does say, they do all go, oh my God, I made a mistake.
But do you feel like they're like, I'm being pulled up or down?
I definitely think you get pulled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't indicate...
What a bummer if you go to hell.
What if hell is up and heaven is down and we just fucked it up, we're upside down?
Why would he do that?
Who?
God, why would he do that?
Why not?
A big prank?
What do you mean? We made up what we think is up and down. What if we guessed wrong? What if hell is in the sky and heaven is down in the core of the earth?
Yeah, but hell, heaven and hell is just based on night and day. That's why they created it.
I know.
Good versus evil. It's what if Star we're wrong? Wars.
And why is good good and why is evil evil?
What's that? Check it out. What's that poem I've been trying to, about, it's this Vietnamese poem about, it says like, you know, I'm the butterfly.
Mang dao, sang dao.
Is that it?
But I'm, it's English.
Oh.
I could do it in Vietnamese. Charlie. Right, I could do that, but.
Charlie,
yeah. I can't do.
Is this it? We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely.
No,
that
dude.
Was my Angela.
No, no, no. It's, a, just, it's not. There's no butterfly in it.
Well, you said butterfly.
I know. I'm just giving you an example of what the structure of the poem is.
Okay.
All right. So basically, you know what I mean? It's basically, I am. You know what I mean? The grasshopper that lay that sits on the leaf, right? But I'm also the snake that eats the grasshopper.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm the 12-year-old refugee, you know what I mean, on the boat, you know what I mean, that's scared, like, you know what I mean? And I'm also the pirate that rapes her.
Oy.
Yeah, but I'm just
that's
saying.
That's in the poem?
That's in the poem. I'm the pirate that rapes her, whatever, right? Try to find that poem for me. But it's like.
Butterfly, pirate, refugee.
You'll get it. Yeah, but we're.
Babble!
You guys, I've, you know, I'm a smart guy and I want to learn languages. I'm a worldly traveler.
Yep.
And the way I'm doing it is through Babble.
I'm a stupid guy and I'm also looking to be a worldly traveler and learn languages. And Babble has 15-minute lessons that make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. These other language learning apps, they use AI for their lesson plans, but Babble, these lessons were created by over 100 language experts.
Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective, Andrew.
True.
With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. That's only four.
Das ist gut.
Das ist gut.
Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee.
Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel, guys. Right now, save up to 65% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/badfriends.
That's babbel.com/badfriends for up to 65% off your subscription.
Babbel, language for life.
Upstart.
Andrew, I hate that.
I got so much of it.
It stresses me out.
Me too.
Yeah, but there's a solution.
What is it?
Upstart.
Upstart?
Yeah, man.
What is that?
What would you do if you didn't have high interest loans or credit card debt, Andrew?
I'd feel so good.
Dude, with Upstart, you can pay off your existing debt quickly and easily and start living your life.
No way. If you're carrying a credit card balance month after month, it can feel like you're in a never-ending cycle of debt. Bob and I have both talked about being in debt before. When I started comedy, it was bad. And if you dread looking at those statements, you're not alone. The weight of debt can be crippling, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom.
Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with personal loan online.
Ooh, that's cool.
Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over a million people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date.
Hey, Bob, okay, if I was going to check my rate without impacting my credit score in minutes for loans, how big could they be? Loans,
Upstart, baby.
Upstart loans could go from what? 1,000 to how much?
Just do it.
50,000?
Yeah, man.
That's incredible. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends. That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Upstart.com/badfriends. I am the 12-year-old girl, the refugee on a small boat who throws herself into the ocean after being raped by a sea pirate. I am the pirate. My heart not yet capable of seeing and loving. Wow.
Yeah, but the whole poem's amazing. Who wrote that poem?
call me by my true name.
Yeah, call me by my true name.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Yeah, he just died.
He did, Thich Nhat Hanh?
Yeah, he was a monk in Vietnam. He was.
Hold on, let's read the poem.
The dude hung out with Martin Luther King.
Okay, so it's here's. Let's read the poem. I'll read the whole thing.
But can you zoom it in out and do it in a thick Vietnamese accent? Because I need to know.
I can't do Vietnamese, can I?
You were just doing fine. Whatever Asian accent, do the you know the real
da
racist.
Hey, that yeah, I will. Depart tomorrow.
Oh shit, dead fan.
Even today, no. I'm still stuck.
No, don't say that. I will depart tomorrow. Even today, I am still arriving.
I am the frog. Start
I
there.
I am the mayfly metamorphosis.
Oh, that was. Sorry. Go ahead.
I am the mayfly metamorphosing. I am on the surface of the river, and I am the bird that swoops down to swallow the mayfly. I am the frog swimming happily in the clear water of a pond, and I am the grass snake that silently feeds itself on the frog. I am the child in Uganda, all skin and bones, my legs as thin as bamboo sticks, and I am the arms merchant selling deadly weapons to Uganda. I am the 12-year-old girl refugee on a small boat who throws herself into the ocean being raped by a sea pirate. I am the pirate.
Yeah. So basically, we were all those things.
We are both.
Yeah.
You are Korean, but you're also,
Irish.
Irish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're Korean as well.
And I'm Irish, but I'm also Korean.
Yeah, because your dick is so small.
Smaller than yours.
That's that's right.
That's the barometer.
That's the guy right there, dude.
There he is. Rest in peace. Yeah. He just passed away.
I think he was 92 when he died.
Tom Kasup, is that what his name?
Thick Nanha.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. What you said was a dish that you eat in a soup.
I love Tom Kasup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
but,
so good.
Yeah, Thick Nanha is, he just died.
By the way, shout out to Thai food. One of my favorites, dude. I fuck with you.
I love Pad Thai, and thank you, Thick, for making it.
Shout out to Thai food.
Shout out to Thick Nanha for making poetry and Thai food.
What's your favorite Thai dish?
I like the clear...
Clear broth?
No, I like their coconut like soup.
Oh yeah,
that's clear.
Oh yeah, do you like with tofu or no?
I put some tofu in it.
I'll throw some fucking tofu in there.
But for Asian food, it's not my favorite.
Thai?
Yeah, because it's
you don't like the people.
Oh, I love the people.
I love Thai food. What do I like? I like mango,
chutney. Anyway,
chutney.
Yeah, yeah. When I was in Thailand, because I've been there, I was there for 2 months.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, and the area I lived in had restaurants that were like, you know, just meat that's just hanging, you know what I mean? And flies. And so I loved Thai food before I went there.
And then you saw it.
I saw what?
You saw how it was made.
No, I'm just saying, it just kind of turned me off.
Yeah, because you saw how it was fucking made. You saw how the sausage was made.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Have you ever seen how sausage is made? Do you like sausages? You do.
Like what kind of sausage?
Any kind of sausage. You like pork
sausage? I don't want you to show me a video of like little chickens getting ground up.
Let's take a look. Can you and I go make sausage somewhere? Can we go to like a sausage factory?
Yeah, but what's in the tube?
Ground up meat.
Yeah, but can you put like, what's the outer shelling of it?
That's pig intestines.
Shit.
That's what the casing is.
Really?
100%.
So basically you can jam ground beef in...
Into the intestines of a pig.
Intestines of a pig?
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm slicing...
Not all pork casing is that, but look, it'll tell you. Casing is the material that... pig intestines. Sheep, pig, goats, cattle, sometimes horses. Yum, yum.
Like, I heard bully sticks was bull dick.
It's... it is. Petrified penises.
Yeah.
Bully sticks. You give that to your dogs?
I get it. No, I give it to my dogs, but then it's like...
It stinks.
Yeah, my dog Stubbs will go underneath our bed sheets.
Yep.
And just chew on bully sticks.
Dude, they stink so
and
much.
And then at 2 in the morning, you're like, did she just queef?
Yeah.
My girlfriend? I mean, that's a queef.
Queefs do smell like bully sticks.
Yeah.
Dear bully sticks, change the smell.
Yeah.
When they get really wet and they put them underneath a couch or a bed or something and they sit for a while, and it fucking reeks.
Yeah.
Old penis smells, turns out. Oh my God, I saw an article this morning in bed about a woman who did meth with her boyfriend, and she fucking, Wisconsin woman, and she killed the dude, dismembered him, and put his head and his penis in a bucket together because she said he was a dickhead. That's what she told the cops.
I saw her. I saw her.
Discovered his son's severed head in bucket.
So this is how gross I am. When I first saw that photo.
I'm pretty hot.
Right, I went, she's hot.
Yeah.
So then I Googled her and just looked through her thing, and she's not. That's a good angle.
No, but keep going down. They show a bunch of photos of her. At least they did.
That's a really good angle on her.
On the post this morning. But you know what's so funny about that is she explained to the police that she was like, they were like, why did you do it? She's like, it's a good question. She I blacked out, choked him, killed him, cut up his shit.
Yeah.
Put his legs outside. She talked about it like it was saying, like, I went to go get coffee.
Yeah.
It's crazy how easily people can murder people.
Yeah, just don't chop up the
dick. Don't chop up the dick.
If I'm killed by her and she chops my dick off and I go to heaven, will I still have my penis up there?
This is her holding your penis. If they cut off your dick on Earth, you don't
have... What is that, a Swiss Army knife?
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
I got it. No, if they cut off your penis on Earth, yes, you don't have it in the afterlife. You're done.
Oh, that's terrible.
You got to have all your body parts.
Another lady,
in.
Right, did this, right? She chopped her man's dick off, right? He dies, right? And then like a day later, she lights the dick on fire.
You imagine he's in.
Right, so he's in heaven, just, I'm in heaven. Ah! I mean, do you think that happened?
He's talking to a buddy. He's no, so in my last couple of days on Earth. Oh my God! Yeah. Oh my God!
That's what I'm saying.
And his buddy's blowing out. He's like, blow on!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not working because it's in on Earth.
I think. Well, dude, listen.
See, look, now this is better.
Sexy.
No, her body is too thick.
No, she got a nice boobers.
Oh, she has nice boobies.
Bing,
yeah.
You're right.
Huge gadankas.
Right.
If you go down a little bit, there's more photos of her that she took. It's amazing. She just told the cop, look at, oh, yeah.
You like that look?
Cholo.
Yeah, she's a cholo.
She looks like it. No, she's not. She's fucking Wisconsin. She's like a white chick from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Do you own a gun?
Do I own a gun? I do.
Where?
In my place of residence?
Is it on you?
I might keep that thing on me.
Yeah. Do you really have a gun?
I do.
Is it a safe?
It's safe.
Is it on like a dresser or like your nightstand or whatever? Right, or is it underneath
it's
something?
Right next to my television.
Really?
Yeah.
What if your dog went woo woo and just shot himself?
Well, gotta get a new dog.
Do you have a license for it?
I have a license to drive.
I know, but you have a license for the thing?
No, I don't have a handgun.
Yeah.
I have a shotgun.
Do you have
that? I do.
A shotgun. Yeah, I know what a shotgun is. You don't have to make the sound effect. I've seen enough fucking movies. I know what it is.
You do one. Let me hear you do a shotgun. That's a cool shotgun.
Thank you, man.
Mine's not a pump.
Yeah.
It's a side-by-side.
All I was going to say is,
I used to have an
just a little side tidbit. In Japan.
Uh-oh. Yeah? In Japan?
In Japan, there are 70,000 people over the age of 100.
No way. Google that.
How many people are over the age of 100 in Japan?
70,000?
Maybe I got the wrong. Maybe it's 7.
7,000.
No, it could be 7. I don't know. I think I read it wrong, but no.
79,000 people are at or over the age of 100. Let's move to Japan, bud.
Look at that shit.
Do you know why that is?
I do.
Why?
There's several reasons. Diet.
Diet. That's right? Number one.
Clean. But it's also community.
The love.
Yeah, if you go to the island of Okinawa.
Love Okinawa.
Right? Like if, you know, your kid is running down the street, you're completely safe because everyone on their in the neighborhood, in the community, is their parent. Because
there's no whites on the island.
That's exactly what I wanted to say. Thank you for saying
that. I knew you were thinking.
Yeah.
There's no
one
whites.
One white dude, it ruins the whole thing.
There's no whites.
Yeah, they're all just chained up in a fucking cage.
No. When we come, Japanese people love us, that we just have to leave.
What do you mean?
As soon as we're done, they're like, go home.
Yeah.
We have to I went to the Okinawan island chains. I went to Ishigaki.
Did you really?
Yeah, Ishigaki. One of the most beautiful islands I've ever seen in my life. Look up Ishigaki. Show them what it looks like. The water is clear as fuck. It's so far south, it's almost like tropical. Ishigaki. Look at that. That's where I went.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Ishigaki. It was so...
There you are!
There I am! It was so fun, man.
That looks beautiful, dude.
Ishigaki was amazing.
Is there a resort there?
No, we stayed at a regular hotel.
Is it nice, though?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not fancy.
Let me ask you this. On the road?
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you go on the road and they're like, you're going to stay in the condo.
No, I'm not.
I know exactly. That's what I say.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You've never even...
No, I have in my past.
As a young comic.
Of course.
I've stayed in all of them. Yeah,
I've stayed in every one of them.
But now they go...
Now?
Yeah. What do they say?
When they say... Where?
You have to stay in the condo.
No.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. I won't come.
Oh, we'll just give you... How about that? We'll give you an extra 100 and now you can get your hotel.
No, more.
How much?
I think the Four Seasons is like $650 a night.
Yeah.
No. No, you know what? I've been playing theaters. You have to book your own... You do your own hotels. They don't have...
You know the condo in the Comedy Store?
The La Jolla.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, like in 1996, mm-hmm. right? I stayed in the condo with this guy, Stephen Moore. You don't know him. Mm. And he's in the 60s at this time or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He goes, Bob, you have no idea what happened in April of 82 in this condo.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to hear it because I've stayed there.
No, I want to tell you. I go, and I was scared because I'm staying there. Right, in the little room with the twin beds. I don't know if they still have that little...
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and what are the beds that's like lopsided?
Yes.
So you're sleeping at an angle?
It's on phone
terrible.
Books. They fucking lifted it up
terrible.
On phone
yeah,
books.
Yeah. So he goes, so me and Brian Bradley, another comic from San Francisco, right? We played here in 82 or 83 or whatever it was. And he goes,
we went to this gay bar and we just, come on, let's go to the condo. And so I swear to God, there was like 80 guys in this condo, right? And we did a train from the fucking master bedroom to the twin thing, right? And I'm just going, oh, I'm going to get a hotel. Because now everything felt like sticky and it's musky. It just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you will never stay there again.
No, I haven't stayed the last bunch of times I've gone, just because it's sad. The condo's a little sad. It makes you feel dirty.
Yeah, there's this weird Smurf color.
Yeah, well, they've changed it. Apparently, they did a whole redo on it.
Because back in the day, it was like the color of Papa Smurf.
And
everywhere.
Everywhere.
The carpet, the fucking bedding, everything. That condo is where the Dingleberry happened.
What Dingleberry? Really?
Do you remember the Dingleberry?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the Dingleberry happened, man. So I feel bad because it's like I don't want to shame.
Who had a Dingleberry that we know?
So I met a girl, and she moved. I was at a club in the Midwest. Met a girl.
Okay.
She came out to L.A. And I go, I'm playing La Jolla. You should come with me. She's like, all right. And so we're in the condo, and she brought her guitar.
Of course.
Right? And I was there with two other comics, and she's like, I wrote a song.
I'm jumping off the roof.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like blushing, going, please don't play it.
Yeah.
And she pulls, and she's like, happiness, and I love the ones that love me too. Or whatever.
I like that song.
And, yeah, it's a great song, right? And I go, happiness is, and we're all singing along, like, and all the comics are looking at me like, what the fuck with this one?
This bitch.
So I finally, like, that night, I like to make love in the light.
You like the lights on?
Yeah.
Always?
Always. I don't
you
know who
never
I'm
like it
to.
In the dark.
I don't like it.
Huh.
Yeah. I like the lights on.
Do your partners like it more in the dark?
No, they like it off.
Yeah, they want the dark.
They don't
want
to see me. So.
They don't want Liu Kang on top of them?
Right, so I'm having sex with this girl. I feel so bad about even telling the story. Should I even tell it?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you didn't say her name.
Exactly.
And she probably has no fuck. This was 20 years ago.
Even longer, probably.
Well, so what?
And... So I'm doing her from the doggy. Did they still call it the doggy? Still call it the doggy?
Yeah,
doggy.
Yeah, yeah. We're having sex doggy style.
Okay, doggy.
You're not doing the doggy.
Yeah, but that's how I call it.
That's how Doc would say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were doing the doggy.
Yeah. Anyway, I was doing the doggy style. That sounds even worse.
Yeah, it sounds way worse.
And I smelled. Well, it's the first. So she starts talking about like.
Let me guess.
She starts talking about, you know, I think you're my soulmate.
While you're fucking?
Yeah. And she's like,
wrong time.
And she's like, I just had a vision that you and I had kids. And
oh my God. Right? In the middle of sex?
In the middle of sex. And I'm doing like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like in my mind.
It's funny to think that you're working really hard and she's just not even moving. She's like, you know, I was also thinking about going.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, going to get a marriage license or something yeah. like that.
And she also brought out like paperwork and shit, taxes. And it was weird. So,
can you notarize this, Bob?
Yeah. She's like, I'm thinking about, I had this vision and I smell poo, right? Mm-hmm. So I took my two thumbs, as you do.
Yeah.
And I spread open her cheeks.
Mm.
Right? And you know how like in a woman's butt, any butt, there's like rogue hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's like two hairs. Like we spawned in the wrong spot.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah. I told you, Johnny, to go on the head.
They
right
got lost.
On the top of the head. Right,
they got lost.
And they ended up growing on the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I guess this is our line.
It's the last time we take MapQuest.
Yeah, yeah. Me sad or whatever. Right.
And the other one's like, I'm gonna grab a piece of shit on
that's
the way out.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Got
right?
it.
So he grabbed it right as a meal.
And he put it all over his face.
No, he didn't even break it down. He just left the ball. It was like a ball like
he's
this.
Like, I'll eat this later.
So I'm doing like this, and I go, oh, what the fuck, right? And in my head, I'm like, she's like, I had a vision. I had a vision of going to fucking CVS and getting toilet paper, bitch. Right?
Oh, you flicked the dingle.
I flicked it out, right? And I saw it visually fly away.
Wow. So problem solved.
Yeah, but then I.
Dingle flicker.
But then I never saw her again.
I
never answered her phone again after that trip. Nothing.
That's mean. Did you tell her she had a
wipe
dingle?
Wipe your ass.
Did you tell her
wipe
she had
your
a,
ass?
Did you tell her she had a dingle?
No.
Well, then how could she ever know? The polite thing would have been to
let
say,
let me ask you a question.
I don't want to see you again.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you have a dingle in your butt right now?
No.
Exactly.
I just showered.
I think we all know. Right? If I had a little piece of shit in between my crack, I think I would know.
I think you would know.
Yeah.
That being said,
right.
What if she had just gone to the bathroom? She didn't wipe
off. All right, how do you say it? I'm the girl.
Okay.
We're just done making love. Mm-hmm. Doing the doggy style. Right.
Oh my god.
Honey, that was I still have those visions. Of getting married.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right on.
I loved my visions.
You had poop in your butt.
That's right.
You gotta let them know.
Really?
Let me be softer. We'll do it again. Yeah. I'll be softer.
I don't think you would do it that way.
You're right. I'll do it softer.
So anyway.
Oh, God. Man, that was good.
Can I sing you a song about our makeup?
You had a piece of shit in your ass while we were fucking.
That's the same thing.
That's the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. Try to do it in the most delicate way.
Okay.
Think that I'm a fragile girl.
Yeah.
I'm not in show business. I'm not tough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how much
you sensitive have been beaten person. Down by the world.
Right, so it's like,
oh god, that was good. Wow,
happiness in you is the happiness.
Oh, I love that song.
Thank you.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I loved making love to you.
Thank you, and I loved you just doing the doggy style with me.
That was my favorite too.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
this is gonna sound strange.
Yeah.
Before we have sex next time, you yeah. think we can shower together?
That's how you do it.
I love showering before we have sex.
Sure. But you know what? I never wash my asshole.
Really?
Yeah, so I'll shower. I'll shampoo my hair.
How about this?
Yeah.
Can I wash it for you? Because I love to pamper my girl.
No, because I have a friend down there named Raul.
Oh, you have a little helper?
Well, I have two renegade hairs.
Oh.
Right? That accidentally grew there.
Oh.
They meant to go on the arms, the legs, and the head, but they got lost.
Oh.
So they grew out of my... anus, and they eat.
They eat a lot.
And they happen to eat poo.
Well, let me tell you something. What was your name again? What was your name again?
What? Deborah.
Well, listen, Deb.
Yeah?
I don't really care. I love you the way you are.
Thank you.
So I'll be right back, okay? Don't go anywhere.
Okay, but I'm going to be bent over here.
Right.
And she's home. Now bent over,
uh-huh.
right?
With her butt
with her
out.
Asshole spread open.
Dingles
and she's there for 3 days.
Yeah.
Good job.
She dies like that.
HelloFresh!
Man, I like fresh food delivered to my door.
Dude, when HelloFresh is at my front doorstep, I get my mouth all watery.
You dance,
because
don't
I love
you?
It. I love it.
Your little feet go up and yeah. down.
With HelloFresh, you can get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep.
Skip trips to the grocery store, Bob. Count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Dude, HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you get convenience without skimping on quality.
That's
skip the
cool.
trip to the grocery store, Andrew, like you said, saving you the wait in long lines and ensuring that you don't waste money on excess food.
That's right, man. Warm yourself up the inside out this winter with limited recipes inspired by cozy classics from around the world like beef tenderloin and cheese fondue. Ooh, or miso sesame shrimp and bacon ramen. My goodness, this is good. I've cooked HelloFresh for years now. Before they were on the show, I've been eating their stuff, and it's so fun, so easy to do, because they tell you all the measurements. It's delicious.
HelloFresh, when I add this, HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. And
wow.
I think that's very key.
Well, guys, you need to do this. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriend16 and use the code BADFRIEND16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh.com/BadFriend16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Headspace!
Has your mind been sprinting for years on end, leaving trails of stress, anxiety, and fatigue that are eroding your mental health? I got to tell you something. I lose sleep at night all the time because my anxiety and I'm overthinking, my brain is firing. And if you're nodding along, yes, it's time to adopt small daily practices that will have a huge impact on your long-term happiness and well-being.
And it's easy to learn with Headspace.
Yeah.
We all say fine when we don't mean it, right? Mm-hmm. I always say fine.
Fine.
How are you feeling? I'm fine.
Fine.
Fine isn't really an emotion, is it?
No.
How many times have you told yourself you're fine when all you've really felt is anger or sadness or nerves?
You're talking right to me. In fact, a recent study proved that in 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by 14%.
Dude, whether you want to relieve stress and anxiety, sleep better, or improve your focus, Headspace is your everyday dose of mindfulness for real life. I love this stuff, man.
I do love this stuff, yeah. man. Headspace is great because I got to tell you something. I like to meditate. I know you like to meditate.
Yeah.
Taking time out of my day to do a little bit of meditation to clear up the old noggin truly does put me in a better, say it, Headspace.
Headspace. That's and also, guys, I'm telling you right now, this stuff works. Try.
Try it out. However you're feeling, try Headspace at headspace.com/badfriends and get 1 month for free of their entire mindfulness library.
This is the best Headspace offer available. So go to headspace.com/badfriends today.
Headspace.com/badfriends.
Would you rather get hung or guillotined?
Guillotine, because it's instant.
I think hanging is instant, no?
No way, dude. If your neck breaks, you cut off circulation, you feel it. You're like, what? You're feeling it happen.
Well, but what if
a guillotine is like, skuck,
it's what
gone.
If a guillotine is dull?
And it's sticks?
And halfway through your neck, and you're still alive, like, what the fuck?
And they're all cracking up. They're like, try it again, sharpen it. Right. I would much rather guillotine, though. You want to be hung? You always love a show. A show.
Because I'm going to do a funny.
I know. You're going to do a dance while you're.
No, I'm just going to do a funny. Yeah.
He's going to. Yeah. Bobby's pinching his nipples while he's being hung.
I'll probably do my act.
Oh, my God. What? Yeah. You're like. When Bobby was a little boy, he was molested by Eric.
No, like, I would do hacky stuff like, what is up with airplanes?
While you're hanging and dying. You
know, that would be terrible. Either way.
I think I would do. I do guillotine. You're gone immediately.
Yeah.
The worst is fire.
But you can't have an open casket, though.
I don't want one.
Oh, I do.
My grandma just passed away. We had to go to the wake.
It was open?
Yeah. At Irish wakes. At an Irish wake, the day before the funeral.
Did you kiss her?
No. You know what's so fucked up? And I'm not making any jokes right now. I never have ever liked seeing people of anybody I've lost in my life. I hate fucking seeing them when they're dead. So I avoid it like crazy. The whole time I'm at those things, I don't want to look at it. I fucking hate going near it. But I will say this time, and I'm being serious, I'm not making any jokes. For the first time ever, as we were leaving, I went to go say goodbye. And the room was cleared. My uncle was standing against the wall by himself. And I went up to the casket. And for the first time in my entire life, I was like at ease with it. Because I realized it didn't even look like her anymore. I was like, oh. The soul of her, or who she really was, is gone. It's just the shell is left. So it was kind of this weird, like, relief for me a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah, the thing I loved, the human, the entity that she was that I loved, it's not even in there anymore anyway. It's gone to somewhere better and into the universe.
No. Hell, baby. Hell, baby. She was evil, dude. You don't know that. Anyway, how are you?
Thanks for being a bad friend.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Are you really? I was just joking, man.
And I was being dead serious.
I'm sorry. You make fun of me all the time when I'm serious.
I said, I'm not kidding, three times.
Yeah.
And you had to go there.
Yeah. But funny.
No, it wasn't funny. No one laughed. They got no laughs.
They were laughing.
No, they do that out of courtesy.
Why? Stop courtesy laughing. We could just cut that part out, Chacho.
No, we're leaving it in because they need to see how evil you really are.
Or I'm just saying this is what
no,
I read.
No, they need to see
I
who you really are.
I read that on the blog, sorry.
They need to see how evil
she's
you really
are. She's
a great
woman, you know that. Didn't I call you when all that happened?
No, you did.
Yeah,
I know.
I was so concerned.
I know, we have to make some fun.
Yeah, I was so concerned.
Hey guys, so we recorded Bad Friends last night and it did not go exactly according to plan. You guys know that Andrew and Bobby have very high standards for themselves and they don't want to air it, but I think it's really funny. So I'm going to show you a little taste.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Can I just say something?
What? That's it?
Hey, welcome to... Dude, I'm getting so into hip-hop right now. Welcome to... So deep.
Is that hip-hop?
Not even close.
I don't know how to...
Not even fucking close, but go ahead.
All right, why don't I give you a beat and let me see you Bad Friends.
No, I don't know how to rap.
Stop. Let me see you Bad Friends hip hop intro.
Can I go slow?
I'll make the beat. Will be slow.
All right.
Ready?
Real slow.
Real slow.
Yeah. Slower.
Really?
Yes. Slower. Perfect.
Hell yeah.
What do I rap about?
That's what I'm talking about.
A show, an intro for our fucking show.
Oh, shit. All right.
The show, ready?
Yeah. That's right. Welcome to the Bad Friend Show. My body is made out of dough. In the sky is a crow. And people don't know what they don't know.
Bars.
Welcome back to Bad Friends.
To have pretty good. Pretty good, though.
Very good. Listen, if you sped it up, dude, you'd be like, is that Nas? If you sped it up.
Can I do something? Yeah. It's Nas.
I'm just learning about the whole history.
Well, let me teach
it.
You everything. It's not Nas. It's not NOS. Yeah. It's Nas.
Yeah.
Nasty Nas.
Yeah, Nas.
That's the most Asian way. Nas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, not. I love Nas.
When we see, when Asians see Nas, we got Nas.
Nas. Okay. Oh, yeah. He's Nas.
And we say Grandmaster Flash.
Graham, like Graham Cracker. Like Grandmaster Flash. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say everything fast like that?
Doc, step outside for me. My guy. Wait a minute.
This fucking guy.
What are you into hip hop? What hip hop are you into lately?
So what I know about hip hop is I know that the history about, you know, the first guy to ever, the first MC to ever rap on a show is DJ Hollywood, right? And then I just kind of know who the earlier, you know, Grandmaster Flash, who the earlier people are. And then I just didn't know about Biggie's and Tupac's Little War. I didn't know about...
You learned about it.
Yeah, I know everything about it.
Do you think that Tupac is still alive?
Tupac is dead. Tupac got shot. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Doc, check it out, bro.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you guys something. Why is Tupac mad? Why was Tupac initially mad at Biggie? You know what, dude?
What's that?
You're a rapper. Way too short. Anyway.
Go ahead.
No, this is good.
This is good. So
the West Coast, East Coast beef was born because of Death Row Records.
No, that's not what happened.
Yes?
No, I'm telling you what happened. What? I know.
Okay, what?
Because I'm doing the fucking classes.
Okay.
All right? The master class. Tupac was in New York. Biggie was recording in a studio.
Yeah.
He was down there, and one of Biggie's boys was like, what's up, dude? I'm going to let you up.
Yeah, Lil Cease.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let you up, right? So while this guy comes down, opens the elevator, it was just blood and mayhem. They were shot up.
Yeah.
Right? Tupac thought that Biggie set him up.
I
don't believe that's true. Anyway, I'm just saying that you guys, you know, make fun of me about not knowing hip hop and not knowing my rhymes and rhythms. And I'm going to tell you right now, dude, that I'm doing my studying.
Well, you ready?
Yeah. That's right. Feel the air.
A little faster.
No. Oh. My name is Bobby Lee. I'm the king of society. I'm fast. I mean, I do it in variety.
Hell yeah.
That's
bars.
Really good.
Yeah, that was fucking smooth, dog.
Bobby.
Fuck.
B. Lee.
Hey.
No.
And you know what? Yet you know what your hip hop name is? Believe. But it's B-L-E-E-V-E. Believe.
No,
man. Believe. Here comes Believe.
Yeah.
Believe.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
You rap like someone from the fucking 80s.
Thanks, dude.
I'm Bobby Lee. I'm here to say it's about to be a wonderful day. Oh, my God. I feel so good. What's it in my pants? It must be wood. It's like the worst.
I already came up with... Can I come up with my own name?
No, Believe.
No, I want to be DJ Shut-Eye.
DJ Shut-Eye?
Yeah.
Even better.
Thank you.
DJ Shut-Eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be out there just...
DJ Shut-Eye. Way too short.
Way too short.
And the Red Rocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DJ Shut-Eye, way too short, and the Red Rocket. Yeah.
But I'm trying to learn, you know. But
dude, I like that you're trying to get cultured.
You guys know much about punk rock or CBGB back in the 70s?
Nah.
All I know is that losers wear CBGB shirts because they think it's cool.
Bro, that's so fucking insulting, dude.
Yeah. It's like a shirt that a guy thinks is cool to wear, but you know, like, he knows nothing about it. It's just like a thing to wear. Am I right or am I right? These kids, Carlos knows exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think so.
Anybody who wears this shirt.
Do you know what CBGB is? Do you know what CBGB is?
No, I don't.
It's one of the most historic music venues in New York for punk rock.
Okay. Now help me with.
So the Ramones.
Punk rock and grunge. So Nirvana is grunge, right? What would be the example?
It's the difference between hip hop and, you know, gangster rap.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but just different.
That's it. That's the most articulate thing you've ever said on this show.
What do you mean?
The difference between grunge and
punk rock.
And punk rock is so close to what hip hop and rap are that they're almost undefined.
Yeah,
you can kind of define it.
If you listen to Nirvana's first album, Bleach,
So good.
A lot of those songs are very, very punk rock. You know, and
totally.
And then Nevermind came out.
And then Heroin kicked in.
Grunge.
Yeah. Don't you think that was what really happened? That those when Nevermind was out, it was so much more the H Train, because you can tell how much like low and somber and deep. It was less. Bleach was way more upbeat. I'm sure the BPMs were way higher. It was way more upbeat.
I fucked up on
it.
It
was heavier.
I saw Nirvana 2 months before, 3 months before Kirk, Cobain died.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You saw them live?
Yeah.
Where?
In Anaheim.
Oh, sure.
Love.
And I drove up from San Diego and I had a date, right? And I fucked that night up because she's taller, right?
They all are.
Way too short.
All right, you're with me. I'm with you though.
All right, good,
you
good.
Know what I'm saying?
And I was getting hyped because you know how, you know, when they tailgate a party, you know.
There it is.
Yeah, that.
February 22nd.
So I was in the parking lot, or you know, and I was just jumping up and down, and I jumped so high. It hit her in the mouth.
Oh, Bob.
And she cracked a tooth. Oh. I swear to God, her tooth was cracked, and she was doing like, I don't even, drive me back.
Oh, she was, yeah.
I go.
The night was young.
I go, I just bought tickets to come over here. Because your toothy is gone?
Don't tell me you didn't get to see Nirvana.
No, I saw her.
Oh, yeah.
But she was like, I was like, well, we got bleach, like nosebleed seats. But I was like, ah. And I could always looked over, and she's just like, and her tooth was missing. And she's like, just bummed.
Did you ever go on a second date?
No.
Yeah,
never saw her. Right. I don't even know her name.
Typical body.
Imagine story. There's some girl with still the chipped tooth that's like, that son of a bitch, she's listening. Can we bring up a picture of something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see Britney Spears post this week?
Oh, shit.
Britney Spears on Instagram posted nudes. Look at me.
Are you being real?
Yeah, here's the thing.
What kind of nudes?
Well, they're cover her, but it's on her Insta, so obviously it's not that new. But look, it's her on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Showing, oh, that's not it. That's not it.
That's
maybe
nice.
Maybe she took them down.
That's nice.
So there's a couple of nude photos that she put up with just stars over her vagina.
Oh.
Go
oh,
back. There's full body ones. Get out of there real fast. Hold on. Scroll down maybe. There they are. That up above the flower. Yeah. So this is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good right there.
Okay.
Timberlake.
It's Britney. It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
This is why she got the conservatorship. That's why they were like,
if you were single,
uh-huh,
and I was single,
would I have sex with you?
We were with Britney in Florida, so that's where she hangs out. I don't know where she hangs out.
Florida sounds right.
Yeah. Who do you think she would like first?
Out of you and me?
In terms of dating.
Doc.
She would.
That's what I...
You know she would.
Yeah.
She wants something...
But having Doc is like having a fly buzz around your head. I mean...
No, that's what you're doing. You're a goddamn hater.
You know, it's not real.
I want to address something real fast, by the way. Yeah. We can get back to Britney. Free Britney. Doc got so much love from... People were saying we were mean about his uncle getting murdered. People were saying how we didn't handle his family death. You know, because all of his gay uncles got killed.
Oh, he was traumatized.
And they said we handled it poorly.
We weren't empathetic.
So let's take a second, Bobby and I both.
Yeah, yeah. Part two.
Here we go.
Give us another shot.
Hold on, fellas. Let me get...
Give me another shot.
This feels good right here.
Just really quickly. I don't want to spend too much time on
this. Yeah.
Let's just say... Why don't you just say to us, yeah, man, both my uncles died, you know, from some crazy killer. So just say that.
But it was only one.
Oh, right. But the other one died.
Yeah, but the other one died. We weren't sure. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, we were sure.
I'm not. What happened to the second uncle?
Second uncle. We don't know.
He
just was found.
We don't know.
So back where you're from, there's no such thing as autopsies.
Yeah, but we'll get to that. I ain't talked to their family and got all that.
Oh, that was just. Oh, that just happened.
Okay. So
I remember that just happened.
So tell us again. We're gonna handle it differently, real fast. We're gonna do it.
I don't think we just did it. So let me. Yeah. I don't think I should be like asking questions and going, "What about this?"
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like a detective.
Yeah, you are.
Because he's a murderer. Yeah. That's why.
You're going right back.
You're a murderer, and that's why my detective stylings kick in.
All right. So go ahead and say it.
Let's go. Yeah, man. One of my uncles was we shot up.
Hold on.
You know,
well, let him get out.
Why would you laugh? This is a serious moment. See what I'm saying? Tino, take through shit.
All right, here we go. Ready?
So, one of my gay uncles was murdered. He was shot up.
Oh, no.
Stop.
See, what the fuck?
Don't laugh. Why are you
Why
making
is
me
it
laugh?
Funny?
Bobby, that is not funny.
I'm not we even are being, trying to I don't have even know what's happening. I'm so sorry.
The people actually, because I didn't even see it. I don't even read the happening. Comments.
No, you know what? Let's get you one of these. We're going to get you one of these best uncle ever. Can right, you dude, order no, that
honestly,
shirt?
Honestly, let's give us another shot. Go ahead. And go.
My uncle, he was murdered. He was shot up.
Stop.
See, where the fuck?
You,
see?
Dude, we have to do this.
You did it.
That's
I was taking
We
the
have
shirt.
To do this.
All right,
That's
let's
you.
Go. Do it again.
Focus.
Okay.
Okay,
it's okay. I'm going to watch Tino.
Why don't we just duck our heads.
Duck down.
We come out, right? And when we come up, right, We're just new dudes.
Okay, go.
Yeah, I'm Billy Lee, and even... you're Jimmy Santino.
Jimmy Santino. Oh, here we go.
This is going to be horrible.
You two dudes,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, go ahead.
Wait, hold up. We got to do a face. We got to change our faces. Okay. What face are you going to do?
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do just a little squinty.
Fuck, so...
Oh, hold up. Okay. Ready?
So, Engie. Ready? Abracadabra.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Abracadabra. So, my uncle... Get a little moist. He got shot up. He was killed by a gay serial killer.
Dude, that's never not funny. That line is funny.
Do not.
Man, wait, where did I go wrong? Tell me where did I go wrong.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
For the audience, we're not fucking laughing that his uncle was murdered. But the way Doc says it,
yeah,
by a gay serial killer, it sounds like a bit from
yeah,
SNL.
Yeah.
Like, no, you know who killed him? A gay serial killer.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
Well. Here comes Rudy.
Rudy.
Hey.
Rudy. Hi, Rudy. How are you?
I think I have a stomach ache.
Why?
Oh, the energy you bring is insurmountable. I can't.
I was like, is this Robin Williams?
Yeah. You have a stomach ache, kiddo? What's going on?
I keep farting a lot, and my tummy hurts.
You're farting? Are you farting right now?
Not right now.
Those are, okay.
Fuck, bro. I'm right next to
you. Before I came. Sorry.
Well, can you maybe not share that information? I mean, I farted a couple times in the car as well.
No, I like to share.
Okay.
Okay.
She's actually on fire today. What's going on, Rude?
I just came home from school.
How was school?
Boring.
What did you do this past weekend?
She met a boy.
Again?
Huh?
You met a boy, remember? You said you met a Filipino boy in your class said hello to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a Filipino boy said hi to me.
Yeah, and?
He was cute.
Did you guys exchange information?
No, I forgot to ask.
Big time.
Yeah. But she goes, well, he's in my class.
So you'll see him
again. Did you see him today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
That's good. So you're hitting it off.
Wait, so you met him, you said?
Yeah.
So how did that... Hi. I'm someone in your class. I don't want to know your name. You're just somebody in my class, too.
He ask for my name.
So how did you meet him? He just goes, nice shoes, and then he just walked by?
No, he asked, like, are you Filipino? And I said, yeah.
Fuck.
And then you go, I'm Juliana. That's what human beings do.
Wait, is that racist?
Time out. He just said, are you Filipino? You said yes, and then that was it?
No, and then he asked if I speak Tagalog, and I said, no, I speak another dialect. And then he said, oh, that's cool. And I said, okay.
Fuck, it must be so weird being your age. What is that? That's it? That's what happened?
Yeah, but it was... I liked it.
You liked the interaction?
Yeah.
That seems awful.
She's been alone for a long time.
Yeah, really. You've been trapped up. I mean, that's very strange to just go, do you speak my language? I speak a different one. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Not like, hey, yo, we should.
Yeah, we should hang out or
whatever.
You know, he should do that.
You could do it too.
I can't.
Why?
Why?
I'm too shy.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably true.
Yeah, I mean, but anyway.
So if I walked up to you and asked you, are you Filipino?
We would call the cops.
Would you imagine?
Yeah,
we'd
call the police.
He's like, if I walked up to you, looked up at you, and I was like, what's up with you, girl?
Is it a bad thing? Like, if I do it, like, is it okay just like because of age?
Oh, how about this? It's you, but you look like Michael B. Jordan. Is that fine? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Go ahead. Go. Hey, you're Michael B. Jordan.
Why would you substitute? I'm sexy. Go ahead.
It's Michael B. Shorty.
No, but like if another person of another race came and asked you, was you Filipino, would it bother you?
No.
Oh, he's saying is it racist? Like, say a black dude came up and was like, hey, are you Filipino? No.
No,
that's not going to bother
fine.
You.
Okay.
No.
I thought it was racist just to walk up to an Asian person and just guess.
Well, if you go like...
Yes, it is, yeah. If you get it wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. I have a 3-strike rule.
Okay.
Right? So you get 3 shots.
So someone's like, hey, man, are you Japanese?
No.
You Chinese?
Nope.
You Malaysian?
And that's it.
And that's it. And then you walk away.
Yeah, I just shut down.
Right on.
But you don't, you know, white people don't get that. People don't go up to you from England? You Irish?
Yeah, I'm Irish.
Yeah, yeah. But that's my point, though. If you got that, we get that 5 times a day. If you got that.
First of all, you don't get it 5 times a day.
I used to. The culture changed, but in the 80s and 90s, it happened relentlessly.
Someone would just come up to you and go, In my life, I never walked up to an Asian.
They would walk up and they go, Chinese! Yeah. And you'd be like, no. Damn it!
You know, like, they
anywhere. Like, they've lost, you know what I mean, money or something.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, they get excited. They, like, I'd walk into a bar or something, and you see white dudes, fuck, I'm going to get my shot. I got this one. Vietnamese, and then, no, and then and they'd be all ah, oh, you know, they get upset.
I've never seen this.
Yeah,
I can't believe this is
my
real
own private thing.
When you in a room with different Asians, are you able to go Japanese, Korean, Chinese? Right, like, can you, or are you just
whenever a bunch of Asians, like, are in a room together, they do start calling out. What
yeah,
they
well,
are.
I'm just saying, are you able to just like fucking?
Yeah, you know, I'm able to do a lot of things.
Yeah,
I just fucking don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's like,
do
I
do you do that with black guys?
You don't have like a. Yeah, it's easy. If I walk in and I say, oh, okay, he might be African right there.
No, no, no.
Right,
that's not even that. That's not,
that's a continent.
What you're doing right now is, no, it's Ghana. That guy's from Ghana. That guy's from Cote d'Ivoire. You know what I mean? It's that kind of shit.
No,
right?
I don't.
No, 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 what I'm saying
I'm
is,
not,
is that.
I'm not dividing
no, what I'm saying
countries
is, no,
in Africa.
This, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Okay. If I'm in a group full of Asians, right?
What a nightmare.
Right? I could say, you just said African. So I go, we're all Asians, right?
Right.
But that's not what you're asking me. You're asking me specifics. Like, do we know what specific part of Asia are they from?
Uh-huh.
So your thing is, if you're around a bunch of black guys, are
is.
You specific about where they're from? Like, oh, you're from South Africa.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, if they talk, I'll be like, yeah, that's what
no,
I'll be
I mean,
like.
In terms of heritage, from 300 years ago, they came over here. If you said, are you Asian, you wouldn't ask that because you would already know by looking at me. But white people want to know specifics.
Yeah, some of the whites.
Yeah, because they have a favorite food and they want to talk to you about it.
See, I don't want to talk to anybody about it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I do. I do the same shit. I kind of, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes I'll be like, I want some Korean food. And
you've eaten Korean food?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I ain't had it.
Name me three Korean dishes and I will, honestly, if you name me three Korean dishes, dude, I will be so nice to you for the rest of the podcast.
Okay, the first one.
Yeah.
Wasabi.
Just give him that for fun. Yeah, we'll
give you
that.
We'll give you
that.
We'll give you wasabi. We'll give you wasabi.
That's for fun.
That's for fun. That's for fun.
Yeah, but okay, now it's serious.
Is that one? Because that's not one.
Okay, kimchi.
That's one?
That is?
Hell yeah, that's one time.
Okay, two more. Two more, man.
Hey, man.
Two more, man.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Japanese horseradish.
Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah, okay, you're done.
Real talk.
You're done.
Real talk.
All right, all right.
Do I need to keep going? Yeah. Don't diss me in front of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real talk here. I know my shit.
Oh, man. Imagine him walking up. Imagine him going to Koreatown, and he goes inside of a traditional Korean restaurant, and he's just like, hey, man, y'all got wasabi and kung pao chicken in the car.
They would take katanas out, right? And they would serve you the next meal.
Did you know this?
No,
hey, man. Typically in Korean restaurants, the wasabi isn't real wasabi.
Okay, can I just say this?
I'm just trying to educate you a little bit.
Listen to me right now, fucko. Fucko.
He didn't know that, though.
Wasabi.
He didn't know that, I'm telling you.
Hey, fucko.
Yeah.
Wasabi is Japanese.
Yeah.
It's not a food. It's a condiment. It's like saying ketchup is a fucking food.
It is a food.
It's not a food. Is ketchup a food?
Fuck it.
It's ketchup a food.
Anything you consume is food.
Can I tell you something?
Right, but it's not
because you put your fancy
words on
a condiment.
It's not Japanese, though. There's not a Korean restaurant on planet Earth that has wasabi in it.
Okay, you got me.
Do you know why? Because it's like them saying, oh, we have Indian curry, too. I mean, what the fuck are you talking
now
about?
Now I get what you're saying. Okay. Phew.
I feel like this episode is...
We're getting out of control.
We're getting out of control.
This fucking podcast. So I'll turn it off.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just I feel like the Ritalin is affecting my performance.
Can we talk about it on the show?
Yeah.
So how many you called me on the phone and you told me you're taking how much? 5 milligrams of Ritalin now?
Yeah.
And it's prescribed by a doctor.
By a psychiatrist, yeah.
You feel like it's fucking you up?
No, I
because you told me that you're getting better sleep on the Ritalin.
It's been better, yeah, but it's not solving my sleep problem now.
But what would solve the sleep problem? Sleeping pills?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Can you take that?
No.
No, he can't. Fuck.
Why is his mic out?
They turned his mic off.
Why?
I think because of the vibe.
They turned my shit off. Fuck.
The boys made a shotgun decision.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He's a producer on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's it. Okay.
No. What do you What do you say, Doc?
Nah, man, I'm hurt. I'm fucking hurt.
Well, don't see. Well, then if you have a gripe, then you need to pick a bone with those two because those two.
Especially you, Carlos, you knew. You're going to diss me in front of everybody.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Now, you can't really trust a Mexican and a Spanish guy in the room.
Carlos, maybe shave the whole head. I mean, this look you're doing now is like, what are you doing?
Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
I completely disagree. He looks so dope right now.
Yeah.
That's like Larry David.
Oh, that is Larry David.
Then let me see the side.
Let me look at the side.
I love it.
It's not great, the side.
Oh, so dope. Oh, okay. That looks so tight. The do you like that?
Quarter. Yeah.
Rudy, that looks tight.
Yeah.
See?
Okay. Young Gallagher.
Young Gallagher.
Young Gallagher. Well,
finish what you were going to say, though. So that Ritalin isn't helping.
No, it is helping on a lot of fronts. This is unairable, this whole thing. I think it's unairable. I think I'm off. Fine.
We're all a little off.
You're a natural. 10 times in, you're a natural.